Good afternoon. We'd like to call a meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs to order. Let the record reflect it is 3:31 p.m., March 7th, 2017. We're in the Belts Room with the Thomas Stewart Building, and we do have a quorum to do business. Present are Senators Hoffman, Senator Stedman, Senator McKinnon, myself, Senator Bishop, Senator Gardner should be along in a little bit. She's on other state business. I'd like to recognize our staff today, Ann Krekelberg. Good afternoon. Senate Records, Matt Kern, Teleconference Network. Good afternoon. John Manley from my office. I'd like to recommend everybody turn off their cell phones. And we have one returning House bill today on the agenda, that being Senate Bill 64, Uniform Environmental Covenants Act. At our last meeting, Senator Machicki and Kristen Ryan gave us a brief overview of the bill. Today, we're going to open up for public testimony, and I see nobody online to testify other than the Department of Law is online for questions only. Anybody in the room wishing to testify on the bill? Okay, we're going to leave public testimony open here just for a few more minutes. We take a brief at ease. Back on the record. Okay, at this point, the committee members, we've got a new piece of information in our packet from DOD, and if the bill sponsor and would like to come forward with a committee aid and put yourself on the record and tell us how this is going to go down. Welcome, Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have read the letter. Would certainly love to hear from the Department of Defense on their comments specifically, but Mr. Chairman, we expected this response. We hope you support the intent of the bill. We know that it's going through at least one other committee, but frankly, we certainly realized they weren't going to be thrilled, but we are no longer. I certainly don't feel that Alaska's lands should be subject to contamination without an answer from the feds. And this allows us to hold them accountable for contamination on our lands. And I expected this response, and I certainly hope the bill moves in spite of it.
Kristen, would you like to? You have some comments on the letter?
Yes, thank you. For the record, my name is Kristen Ryan. I am the director for the Division of Spill Prevention and Response for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. And thank you for the opportunity to respond to the letter. We do not anticipate the Department of Defense to testify. We do believe the letter is their testimony and their opinion about the legislation. I would comment that they are the largest landowner of contaminated sites in the state of Alaska. Out of all the federal agencies, they have the most, and some of the restrictions go for 500 years. So we have legitimate concerns that those restrictions run with the land because we assume they will at some point go into other people's hands. And when those 500-year restrictions, there's an assumption the feds won't always own that land during that time frame. In addition, we're already doing environmental restrictions on federal lands. We are already doing everything that we've talked about already in front of this committee on these properties. All this bill does is allow us to communicate those restrictions to future landowners. So this bill does not change any of the restrictions we're already placing on federal lands. We have disagreements with the Department of Defense and other federal agencies about our sovereignty and our ability to put restrictions on federal lands, and we'll continue to have those disagreements without this legislation or with it. But we are in belief that it's important we're able to communicate those restrictions to future landowners. In addition, the language that the Department of Defense is particularly recommending amendments to came specifically from similar legislation in the state of Colorado to serve just this purpose, and they're complying with it in Colorado, and it's working. So we disagree with their assumptions that it doesn't, that it's, that a state can put restrictions on federal property. We think we can, and we've seen other states do it, and we have seen them comply with it, and we think it's important that Alaska have that ability.
Thank you. We do have Department of Law online for questions if senators have questions. I think what we're going to probably do today, Senator Machicki, is we're going to have some more dialogue here, then we're going to hold the bill over. And I got a specific question I want to have answered from the Department of Defense, or maybe you can help me answer it. The Department believes, and I'm reading in the second paragraph, the Department believes the state's efforts in this regard would likely qualify for payment under the Defense State Memorandum of Agreement. Do we have an MOU now that we receive federal dollars from?
Mr. Chairman, yes. When we work on contaminated sites, the Department of Defense pays us for that time already, and that work will continue as it is right now. The bill would not change the amount of work we perform on the sites.
And then you go to the second sentence. How do we get? I want to make sure we. In your opinion, and the Department of Law is online, and I'm wanting them to hear this question, are either of you two concerned about what we're doing in 64 with this letter on continuing our MOU and getting payments rendered under that MOU? Because the second sentence, to avoid this concern.
Mr. Chairman, I do not have any concerns that we will continue to be paid for the work performed on federal sites by federal agencies. It's a continuing negotiation. Every year our MOU fluctuates in amount and cost depending on the work we do and the amount of money they have available to them. We don't get to all the sites every year. As you well know, there's many that are on the wait list. So that is the department's opinion, and I'll leave it to Department of Law to provide theirs.
Jennifer Curry, are you online?
Yes, I am.
All right, good. So can you defend the state? Do you have any, does this lead you pause?
Mr. Chairman, no, this does not give me pause.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Senator McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Curry, can you speak to the amendments that DOD is proposing to say how they are addressed from a state perspective?
Senator McKinnon, through the chair, the specific amendments that are provided, there are two specific ones listed, and they purport to take the Department of Defense out of the requirements for Senate Bill 64, and I think that is not justified. In the sense that all people who contaminate state lands should be subject to the same rules, and these rules for moving forward and making sure that covenants or notices run with the land is important for maintaining the list of contaminated sites in Alaska. They also have a suggestion for changing references to the Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act and the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, and I have not yet looked at whether those changes are necessary, but we would be open to making sure that we reference those laws correctly.
Mr. Chairman, if we could make sure that those references are accurate, that would be helpful.
Thank you. Senator Machicki, comments?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think it's important that we continue to defend the integrity of Alaska's lands from the federal government that often deals with Alaska, I hate to use the I'll say from both sides of the coin. How's that? It's better than using the words two-faced. Certain federal agencies restrict commerce on a regular basis in the state of Alaska through extremely stringent regulatory requirements that have often squelched development. All we're asking the feds to do, and everyone else in this case, is to maintain the integrity of our lands and to help us document contaminated lands for the protection of future owners. And I see it as a way to move forward in the sense of commerce in the state of Alaska. It protects the buyers and the sellers, and in this case, I don't believe that the federal government should be any different. We're not going to get a different result because of this letter. We're not going to get a different answer from them. And I don't think that they should be immune from the effects of Senate Bill 64. We've seen the results of federal activity on our lands, and in some cases we've been left holding the bag, and many other cases we've just had contamination that continued for decades and still exists on our land. So I think it's imperative. I'm fine with the letter. I expected the letter. I think it's imperative that the bill continue to move through the process, and we're not going to get a different answer from the federal government on this aspect of the bill.
Senator Stedman.
You have a brief at ease.
Brief at ease. On the record, I want to go back to Jennifer on whether the Department of DOD is wanting exemptions from CERCLA and RCRA. Is that correct in the letter?
Senator Stedman, through the chair, could you repeat that question?
Senator Bishop.
Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Bishop.
Oh, that's fine. I get called everything but late today. have you got this DOD letter in front of you?
I do.
All right, so second page. When it talks about amending AS 4604-300 to AS 4604.30 in this section, and then 340 subsection B, it talks about CERCLA, Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation Liability Act, and it talks about RCRA. Okay? And they're wanting us to amend that section to exempt them or include them.
They are saying that we did not refer to those two laws with the correct titles.
That's all it is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's just a technical. Kristen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I can add, the reference to CERCLA they're wanting us to make is an older version of CERCLA that grants immunity.
That's what it says. That's why they want the law. That's why I just asked the Department of Law that question. It says so right here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I think what we'll do today, the bill's got another committee of referrals going to LNC. We've got a couple of questions here that will follow along with the bill, and if I could entertain a motion to move the bill, give me just a second. And we're going to close public hearing because nobody showed up online or in the room. Public testimony is closed. And a brief at ease. Senator McKinnon, would you please go with a fiscal note and a motion to follow, please?
Mr. Chairman, I show a zero fiscal note from the Department of Environmental Conservation Spill Prevention and Response, OMB component number 3094. There will be additional regulations that need to be adopted. It appears the department isn't going to cover those in their existing the budget. Also, we have a fiscal note from the Department of Natural Resources, Fire Suppression, Land and Water Resources. The allocation is mining, land, and water. It's OMB Component 3002. Zero fiscal note with no regulations required. Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill Number 6430-LS0446-J from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations.
Thank you. Seeing no objections, bill passes from committee with individual recommendations. Okay. We'll have our meeting next a week from Thursday, not this Thursday, but a week from Tuesday next week, having no further business, we're adjourned at 3:45.